There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 202 of Internet Marketing. I'm Andy Wide and I'm joined by...
Kelvin Newman.
Kelvin, we have an interview today, do we not?
Yes, we do. We have an interview with Nick Blake from Kenshu, who are a sort of pay-per-click management company or software. And he's going to be sharing some of the insights they've gained about the worldwide... pay-per-click marketplace and some trends and some insights that they've gained based on the data of their customers who are using their service. So I know that we've talked a bit recently about pay-per-click and kind of quite how powerful that can be. This is hopefully going to give some real nice insight in terms of what the specialists who are dealing with, you know, thousands of campaigns, some of the insights that they've gained from their platform.
Okay, well, without further ado, let's go for it. And let's just warn the audience that we did have one or two technical problems with the audio from Skype, but we've cleaned it up as best as we can, and it's worth it because it's great information. So without further ado, here it is.
Nick, so can you kind of give us a bit of a kind of description of yourself, your background, and a little bit about kind of Kenshu and who you guys are and what it is you guys do?
Absolutely. My name's Nick Blake. I'm the Client Services Director for EMEA for Kenshu. My background, been in online advertising now since about 2002. Started out with Murago and have worked search engine side, agency side, and have also veered off as well to do ad operations and display. And found myself beginning of this year working for Kenshu, which was an exciting opportunity. I thought that the timing was great, and all of the background I saw about Kenshu being a digital marketing platform which allows both agencies and direct clients to really get the most out of their search and their social advertising. It's a very powerful platform which delivers automation at scale and drives huge efficiencies as well. I mean, with our typical advertisers globally and in the UK specifically have millions and millions of keywords. They have very sophisticated campaigns. We're talking the likes of Expedia, John Lewis, Tesco, Accor, and we're working again across with the agencies like GroupM, Omnicom, and Havas.
Cool. And part of the reason that kind of having a chat today, Nick, is you've recently kind of released some research in terms of the Global Advertising Trends Report. Are there any kind of key findings that you found when putting that report together that, you know, that yourself you found particularly interesting or perhaps surprising?
The report always demonstrates growth, which in our sector, which is fantastic. It's good to see that even in difficult economic times that we're still growing and we still have the biggest share of digital marketing. So the growth rates we've seen have been around the sort of between the 25 to 50% range in each quarter this year. There's a massive amount of opportunity still in a variety of industries. And with that growth and that opportunity, it provides a great place for us. I mean, the search engines themselves are innovating still very, very strongly. The CPC rates have increased Q4. They started to plateau a bit in the US, which is perhaps more interesting, that tending to think that the European economy isn't expected to catch, particularly the UK, expected to catch them up this quarter on an actual CPC level.
And in terms of that kind of general upward trend of investment in paid search and some of those increasing costs, there is there kind of anything that marketers ought to be thinking about as a consequence of that? Is it just becoming more competitive, or is it just the market maturing and more advertisers entering the space, or is it just kind of actually as we're getting better at measuring this, people are getting more confident in the amount they're prepared to spend to acquire a sale or acquire a lead?
It is a combination of things. I think people are, as percentages of the overall marketing spend, as search becomes a larger part of that and it sticks out a bit more on a balance sheet, people tend to pay a bit more attention to it. Now, as I've said, the economic times are not great, and people are relying and leaning on search a bit more. So it is becoming more competitive, but people aren't prepared to just throw cash at the wall and hope to get out of it. They're after more sophisticated methods of identifying a return, and that's where having proper portfolio bid optimization, having proper time saving efficiency, so people can get away from spending, getting too bogged down in the weeds and in the detail, and spend their time, keyword harvesting, looking for greater opportunities that they're going to be needing to take to the advantage over their competitors.
And one of the stats that I pulled out that I thought was quite interesting there was about kind of product listing ads, and generally those that are product based tend to perform better in traditional paid search, kind of as much as a 38% increase in conversion rate compared to other ad spends there. Is that kind of, how do you see that kind of a changing the strategy that people have towards paid search bidding and that type of thing? The rise of the product listing ads in the various formats.
It's just, I think it's going to be a massive opportunity. I mean, some of the stats I've seen is that it's going to revenues annually by 1.4 billion. So they're expecting to make a lot of money out of it. They've backed it heavily. I mean, in the US, Google Shopping is paid only as of the middle of last month. We are expecting to see that across the mirror at some point in Q1. So at the moment, people still have the benefit of taking advantage of the free traffic they're getting from Google Shopping, which at least for Christmas is very good for them. But definitely in terms of planning for next year, people need to be aware of this change and start sort of getting their budgets prepared, getting their campaigns prepared to be entering into different auctions and taking advantage as well of this highly relevant and excellently performing ad unit. I mean, you talked about a 30% increase in conversion rate that we've seen, a 68% increase in click-through rates over normal text ad, and a 25% higher return on ad spend. Times when you don't have a lot of money, extra angle, that's the way that people should be looking.
And I suppose particularly as well, because there is going to be this period of changeover as well, where a lot of people who perhaps are relying on Google products, Frugal as it was once known, they're perhaps going to take a period of time to, really realise and really appreciate the change that's going to make to their business, which presumably means that there's kind of a window of opportunity there when, being early is going to, being early and being confident and being, bullish, you're going to, reap the rewards there. We talked a little bit about product listings being something that we really need to be thinking about in the future. Do you think that mobile and tablet and is really going to have a significant impact on paid search over the next 12 months? And any kind of tips or best practice in terms of how to tailor your paid search campaign to reflect those different platforms and different kind of devices?
Now, said, the tablet is a different device as well. I mean, it benefits from having a larger screen size and tends to have a more affluent user base as well. So the targeting opportunity for marketers is vast, and people need to sort of capitalize on those additional clicks and traffics that are coming from those devices. I mean, it's up to 10% and in some cases higher. We certainly recommend that people take advantage of setting up, you know, having their website device orientated, and B, having campaigns that are targeting tablets and mobile separately, not bundled. Testing different app formations and different messaging is going to work very differently depending on that device. Your tablet user on the whole is still someone that tends to be sat at home and less mobile, where the mobile obviously is different to that. Mm. So, you know, we're seeing that CPCs on tablets as well, they're still at around 33% lower than desktop. So there is a great opportunity for these people, and again, get that early mover advantage.
And in terms of on the campaigns, you know, have you noticed any big changes or differences between Bing and Google in terms of the differences between those two different, marketplaces?
Yeah, it's always a difficult one with Bing in the UK because, it doesn't have the market share that it does in the US, but that shouldn't undermine the fact that the good work that they are doing. They are bringing in quality inventory to the network, and Bing has become the default search engine for Amazon tablets. That's a very lucrative and targeted audience that you can be going after. They've stayed very true to the relevancy requirements. If there doesn't need to be an ad or they don't see any relevancy there, they won't show it. Mm. That maintains integrity from a user experience. Mm. And there are a lot of people that genuinely prefer the user experience on Bing over Google. Mm. It is a smaller proportion of traffic, but we see a lot of times that people will try and max out Yahoo Bing first before moving on to Google. Mm. It's certainly not something that should be ignored in any way. There are lots of highly relevant and valuable traffic to be taken advantage of.
Fantastic. And just one final question for you, Nick. In terms of any kind of big, we've talked about some of the things that are probably going to be having an impact fairly early on in 2013. Is there anything kind of longer term, bigger picture that you're expecting within the world of search and maybe biddable media in its broader sense?
Longer term, biddable media, it's going to be all about the interaction across all biddable media, about sort of search, display and social. It's about the attribution across that journey and making sure that you're not treating each of those as a silo, but more as, accepting the fact that people come to one device or one site and interact with that solely. That it is various touch points on that journey, and using all of that data as best you can to send the right messaging at the right time to those people.
Fantastic, Nick. Well, really appreciate your time on that one. I think there's some really interesting findings in that Global Advertising Trends report, and I certainly recommend people having a look into it if they're at all interested in the world of pay-per-click search advertising and indeed the kind of broader biddable media space. Thanks for your time, Nick.
Thank you for your time.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting world, the world of pay-per-click and paid search. And I think there's kind of quite a lot that all digital marketing disciplines can take away from some of the interesting things that are going on there. So, yeah, really interesting interview that I really enjoyed. And I hope you guys did too.
Right. Well, thanks for listening. Don't forget website www.sitevisibility.co.uk/IM podcast. That's where you'll find all the show notes, etc. And questions and feedback, email kelvin.newman at sitevisibility.co.uk. Yep. The phone number for audio questions, which will get played on the show, providing they're sensible, is +44 if you're outside the UK, 0 if you're inside the UK, 1273 256 150. And also, any reviews or ratings on iTunes, all gratefully received, and good ones will be read out with your name. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.